Summer Breeze 2025 hier in der EMP Backstage Club Area. Silenos von Demo Borgia! Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
The Summer Breeze and you have a very long history. You played even in Abtgmünd more than 20 years ago.
Yes, I believe it was in 2002.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
So, first time. Do you like this festival?
Yeah, of course. We love Southern Germany.
And 2 weeks ago you played in Wacken, and it was an amazing show, and many people call it the best show of the whole weekend. So, I mean, you're very experienced, but still, is it touching when people speak so respectful of you?
Yeah, of course. It's always great to get good feedback like that, and especially on important shows. I mean, every show we do is just as important, but Wacken and Summer Breeze and these big German festivals is something that we don't take lightly. So when we get good feedback, that's amazing.
What's the status of your band right now? Is it just Chagrath and you, and the rest are live musicians which are more or less exchangeable? Or is it like a full-on band with six people?
I would say Chagrath and me have always been there since the beginning, and we take the main decisions, but obviously, we couldn't do this without the assistance and help from the other guys and from the crew and everybody. And everybody is just as important, you know. And it's a team effort. And yeah, that's how it's been for many, many years.
And it's a good vibe, you know. Many people are alongside for you.
Yeah, I mean, after 30 years plus being in a band, and you're kind of married to five other guys, you know, it's... It's sometimes challenging to keep things in order, but we have managed to do that because we still have the drive, we still have the purpose, we still have the feeling that this is what we're meant to do, you know, and that's why we're still here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not the fastest songwriter, so to speak. You always take some time for you, and Aeonion is like 7 years ago, I guess, and
yeah.
And Inspirato Profanus is more or less like a compilation of cover versions. So it's no new song on it. So it's about time, I would say, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we could have easily done an album every second year. But then again, is that something that we could stand behind 100%? I don't think so, because we need to take our time, and it will always take the time it needs. And if you take out 3-4 years from the last 5 years, then it's maybe not 7 years after all, because it's, you know, we had the lockdown of the whole world, and we still use that time. So yeah.
But are you working on something new right now, or is there anything to expect in the next 1-2 years?
The new album is in the works, but there's not much to say about it yet, because, you know, there's no dates, no release time frame or anything. So.
I mean, but in general, do you just start writing and see where it takes you, or do you have a master plan? Okay, that's the direction we want to go, like more bombastic, more orchestral, or less, or more roots?
You would think that after so many years, you would have more of a plan or a plot to follow, but we don't. We just sit together with ideas. We send each other ideas. If we all think it sounds cool, if it's something to work on further, then we take it further. And it's pretty much the same work ethics that we have since the beginning. You know, back in the day, that's when we actually did an album every 2-3 years, you know. That had its charm back then, but now when you've gotten older, you look at things a little bit more critically, I guess. But I think also we have, the last few years, we have gotten more in touch with the spontaneous side of our songwriting, so that I think that's going to shine through on the next one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you've undergone a very remarkable development. So, where is your heart right now? Do you still listen to the today's black metal scene, or are you more into classic stuff?
I still listen to the old stuff.
Just the old stuff.
Not just. I get to hear through the grapevine with up and coming so-called bands, or maybe bands that have been around for 10 years. But personally, my personal taste when it comes to black metal in general is more old school and more dirty and raw and grim style, you know. Although that's probably not what people think when they hear Dimmu, but that's also where we draw our inspiration from still. Mm-hmm.
And are you in touch with any other bands hanging around at festivals of the scene from the old days? Like
yeah,
old friends?
Of course. It's always good to meet friends from years ago. You know, it's usually it's just basically festivals and some touring shows that you meet old friends because we live in different countries and stuff. But it's great to meet former known faces. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward sometime in the future. For the next record.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be 7 years from now at least. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, and tonight at 11:22 on the main stage, 23:25 auf der Hauptbühne, Dimmu Borgia.
See you there.
Und ja, er nimmt sich noch Zeit für Autogramme, also kommt am besten hier vorne kurz hin, wenn ihr was wollt.